when I started acting, that I was always, you know, I always felt alienated, either because I was considered exotic, or I was considered different, or, you know, too skinny for this, or too light for this.
And that's Zoe Saldana, the actress best known for her roles in blockbuster hits like Star Trek, Avatar, and Guardians of the Galaxy. But her work goes far beyond sci-fi films which have grossed millions of dollars at the box office. You see, off-screen, Zoe is really a modern-day superhero. Not only is she a mum to her three wonderful children, but Zoe is a champion of the Latino community, a group that has been significantly underrepresented in both film and media. I'm Michelle King, and this is She Innovates, a podcast that shares the stories, challenges, and triumphs of women across innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. On this episode, I talk with Zoe Saldana about the implicit and explicit bias that she personally has experienced as a Latina actress and producer, and how she is now working to put the spotlight on more diverse heroes in Hollywood, starting with the launch of her digital media company, Bise. It's 2018, and yet pervasive stereotypes of women still persist. In Hollywood, in particular, male actors continue to get the fun and fast lead characters in action and adventure movies. And get this, according to research by the Media Diversity and Social Change Initiative, women only filled about 32% of all speaking roles in movies in 2016. Out of the top 100 films in the same year, only 34 movies depicted a female lead or co-lead. And guess how many of those female actors were from a minority racial group? 3. You heard that right, only 3. And Zoe Saldana didn't just read about this in the news or in a study. Zoe's dad is Dominican and her mom is Puerto Rican. She also has Lebanese and Haitian roots. Because of her ethnicity, Zoe has actually experienced what it's like to be deprived of opportunities in a career that she knew she was destined to pursue.
I mean, there were a lot of role models that I would look up to. Half of them did not exist. They were just fictitious characters and amazing and iconic writers of Eurocentric backgrounds, origins, would write, and I would read them at school or go to the library and read them. But when I started growing up, I felt excluded. I felt that I wasn't highlighted enough, or people that looked like me, we weren't highlighted in a positive connotation.
Zoe, that's really interesting, you know, that link between role models and feeling excluded. Can you maybe share a little bit more about why role models are so important for increasing diversity on screen?
When you don't have a role model, I feel like you have a very limited access to options as to what you would want to be when you grow up.
Growing up, Zoe looked up to role models herself, mostly fictional heroines that she read about in books. But the one thing she realized back then was that none of these female protagonists actually looked like her.
When I was growing up, not that many people of color were breaking that glass ceiling of bestsellers, you know, nationwide or not even globally. They sort of go, oh my God, so do I have to fight harder or is it impossible? And if that's the case, then that's a bit unfair because I don't want to change who I am. I don't want to become something else. I don't want to be considered or compared to something that is lighter than or darker than. I just want to be so that I can believe myself to be that I can be anything.
For years, Zoe felt that she had to keep proving her worth and that what she was really being judged on was how she looked.
Like, I have to always explain myself that I'm more than or less than in order for me to get approval. So Bise was inspired after I became a mother. I don't want my sons to go through that. And I don't want them to have to spend unnecessary time out of their day to justify their existence and their appearance and their purpose and their heritage. I want them to just focus on everything else and to have the same ample, opportunities that other people have. And I want them to grow up in an America that is really worthy of them.
Bise in its English translation means to be. It's a combination of the words be in English and say in Spanish. Zoe's ultimate goal is to build a media brand that better represents the modern Latino experience in America. For Zoe, unequal representation at the executive level in media and entertainment really perpetuates the lack of positive portrayals of Latinos and other minority groups on screen.
Media companies, networks, studios, and like publishers' executive ranks are still predominantly white and male. And additionally, the news media force overall has a significant underrepresentation of Latinos. It's really 4%. So when you look at the producer level, it's less than 2%. So you kind of go, oh, it's no wonder that stories about Latinos comprise only 1% of news media coverage, and they're often not positive ones.
The lack of women of color in film and media, whether it's on set as actor, director, producer, or even a composer, is truly an epidemic that just won't seem to go away. Zoe, what do you really hope to achieve with BSA? You know, like, what does good look like for you?
Well, what I want to achieve, I really want to broaden and reshape the narrative so that I can most best reflect the America that we see today when we walk outside of our doors. Shine light on the untold stories and on the faces that reflect today's America. And I want to unite us as Americans while celebrating our diversity. Because literally, once you really think about it, half of America today under 35 is multicultural. And of that, half of it is Latino. And yet, this is not a reflection in our mainstream media.
Zoe wants to fill a niche for young audiences who rarely have access to uplifting content around the modern Latino experience in America. You know, Zoe, given these aims that you have for BSA, it could potentially reach a really broad audience. I just wondered if you could maybe share a little bit more on the communities you're hoping to reach through this work.
Well, it will be focused for all communities that have been overlooked, underrepresented, misrepresented. So obviously, women, the LGBTQAI community, among a whole bunch of other communities, it will be highlighted in BSA. Of course, we're going to start with the Latinx community because it is the most marginalized according to its size and growth, and it's the fastest growing community right now in America. So we want to start there, and then with the utopian idea and dream to target every other community as well.
Based on your experience, Zoe, you know, what do you think really needs to be done at an industry level to better represent diverse voices in film and media?
I just think we need to hire, develop, and promote talent from diverse backgrounds in order for us to create a workforce that more accurately reflects the demographic makeup of America. Making stories from underrepresented communities as a key pillar of content and publishing strategy will give will basically give the underserved the representation that they need to feel one, included, and to feel a part of a community.
Zoe says that if we start with mainstream media, other areas are likely to follow, like education, politics, finance, science, technology, and even healthcare. By showing what American faces really look like today versus, say, 50 years ago, Zoe says that we'll be able to introduce future generations to role models who more accurately reflect their own faces and stories.
I know it's corny, and I know it may sound like I'm pitching, you know, Marvel movies because that's all I do, all I live is a space. But it's like the younger generation, we are always searching for heroes.
While Zoe will continue to play larger-than-life characters, who in the cinematic universe are not bound by stereotypes or male power plays, she is excited to take on this new challenge as founder and CEO of BSA. Zoe, given your transition to this new role, you know, what is your advice for anyone out there who wants to maybe change careers or get started with work that they're really passionate about?
I feel like making a decision is just the first step. The second step is applying action. And action only comes through thorough investigation, a fulfillment of information, that curiosity that keeps you searching. Be that alchemist of your own world. Educate yourself on everything, financially, politically, and also, obviously, in the field that you would like to conquer.
So Zoe, given all of this, you know, what's your plan for BSA? When are you launching and what can people expect?
Well, BSA will begin publishing content to social platforms and it will also have its own website by the end of the first quarter of 2018. So you can expect to see multi-format cultural storytelling with an initial focus on stories around social impact, culture, and identity from predominantly the Latinx community.
Zoe is just one of a growing number of celebrities, corporate executives, and individuals of influence and power who are working to create solutions to address systemic issues like racial and gender inequality in the workplace.
In a very utopian way, Beast Day was inspired out of like trying to make my dreams come true for myself, but now I'm living vicariously through my children.
So I think the major takeaway from my interview with Zoe is that America is becoming more and more diverse. And this really means that we need to hire, develop, and promote talent from a range of backgrounds so that we better reflect all of America. It also means that we need to better represent these diverse voices in media. To do this well, we really have to ensure that our stories not only include diverse people, but that we're actually telling these stories in a diverse way. And this means ensuring we don't perpetuate current stereotypes in our stories. Again, this is your host, Michelle King. We have so many more inspiring stories from the world's top business leaders, advocates, experts, and personalities in tech and innovation. Next week's interview features Mika Brzezinski, who is the host of MSNBC's Morning Joe. So stay tuned. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode, and catch you guys again next week.
From Human, She Innovates is a podcast created with support from SAP NextGen, an innovation platform that enables everyone, from individuals, companies, partners, and universities to connect and innovate with purpose. In doing so, SAP NextGen supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals.